Well, and now everything works. Okay, welcome to A Groovy Kind of Love. This is the first one in English, and I'm kind of excited because I've been doing radio for a long time, but never done this in English, doing a show in English, so that's new. I have done conferences in English, but never a radio show. So, hello, Maurice.
Je suis Maurice.
Yeah.
Let's do it in English. Hello, good evening, and let's get started.
Yes, okay. Marjolein is also in studio.
Hi, is this the part where we do all kind of languages? Because I know a few.
Oh, well, please take your time.
No, thank you.
Do you have 15 languages?
Oh, yeah, but most of them are dead anyway.
Yeah, well, okay. So was our connection, so we're a bit late.
Yes, yes. You see, my hair is all wild from it.
You see, you see my hair. And Miriam, of course, she's on the other
Hello.
Side of the internet. And we have a kind of a connection hack to be able to speak to you because, well, shit got real here.
Well, it's in true pilot fashion. Nothing was working as it should. So, yeah.
That was very, very weird. And one of the problems...
I'm secretly on a Bluetooth call.
Yeah, you have a phone here. I could point it out, but it's on top of my camera here. So, let's not touch it.
Don't move the desk too much or my connection will literally drop.
Don't bump anything. So, the weird part was that... we were trying to connect to you, and this is the same connection we used yesterday for the Angry Nerds, and it worked like a charm. And all of a sudden, it just didn't.
Yep.
So, yeah. I'm just very happy that we found a way around it, like true hackers. Shoot.
And geniuses think alike, because I think we both came up with the same idea simultaneously as I was saying it to the studio and you were typing it.
Even in wording, because I saw you mouth like, fuck it. And we, that was, I was thinking, I thought, fuck it. And I saw your mouth move, fuck it. So, yeah,
probably.
Great minds. Okay, so where are we in the show? Because this is the first one in English,
well,
but it's number 17.
It might be interesting. Yeah, but I think, especially for our more international and less Dutch listeners, it might be interesting to actually do a proper introduction round.
Not for the Dutchies, right?
No, well, they can listen back, but for our international audience.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. Most of them are in Berlin, I guess, right?
Oh, gosh, let the hamburgers not hear that. Oh,
people in Hamburg as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, hi, German people.
Hello.
Guten Tag, wie geht's?
Yeah.
Super toll.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just spent a whole weekend in Germany. It was so hard.
Don't
so
start difficult. German
you,
because Marjolein will
I'm
go.
I'm half German, practically.
She will
yes.
just take over. So proper introductions, right? Who will start?
You?
As the master of the show.
Why am I the master of the show? I'm just the
You're
guy
behind
pushing
the buttons.
I'm just the guy pushing all the buttons, right?
Well, that's the start of your introduction.
Oh, hi. My name is Marcel, and I'm the guy pushing all the buttons. Not only technical buttons, by the way. I push buttons on people, and I've been doing that for some 30 years and a little bit.
Perhaps you should tell what that is all about.
Yeah, it's social engineering, so I push buttons on people. Yeah, so that's what I do. And I'm married to this lovely wife over here. 11 years exactly at this moment.
Look, we've got a little one. She made us a drawing because it's exactly 11 years ago that we married.
That
so
is
here's
really
the 11.
Sweet.
That is her, obviously. This is me with... it's a mirror, of course. This is Marcel because he's got the computer on his shirt.
And
that's
fat.
Me because I like stars and moons.
Oh, man, I look like I feel. It's like Jesus, and it's obese as well.
Aww.
Oh, I thought smiling.
Yes,
I never smile.
Yes, you do.
No, I never do.
I'll try to sneak a candid picture next time you smile.
You have to be really fast for that. Okay, so yes, I did a kind of a sneaky handoff to Marjolein.
Oh, Well, I was just typing around. Well, my name is Marjolein, married to Marcel for 11 years. I also have a boyfriend for 2 years now. And I also like kink a lot.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, that's pretty much to the point. Maurice.
Well, I'm Maurice. I enjoy magic. I enjoy cabaret, theater and all sorts. I've got two girlfriends, 3 years and 4 years. That's the time of the relationship, not their age. And yeah, I like kink a lot. And I'm dominant, if you want to know. So
yeah, I'm on the other side of the spectrum. I'm submissive.
With two women in the house, you could have made a very simple... Yeah, you said theater and magic and... You could have just said drama.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
By the way, all the people in the studio are into magic.
Oh, yes, we are. Yeah.
A weird coincidence, perhaps.
Yes, except for Miriam, but she's not in the studio. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apart from that, some of us are also in the other show, the other podcast.
We are the other podcast. But the other podcast is the one mentioning this one as the other podcast.
Yes,
so most of us are.
That's this podcast.
Yes, this one here. Yes.
Yeah, I like your shirt.
I like your shirt. Yeah.
It's about security and privacy.
It's about cybersecurity, privacy, and it's called Angry Nerds for a reason. Mm-hmm. We have a lot to be angry about.
Yes.
Basically, we drink and whine.
Kind of.
Yes.
That's what we do. So, your
that
introduction,
leaves me,
please.
I think.
Yes. You're the dog lady.
So, I am the dog lady. My name is Miriam. I am in a long-term relationship with my significant other, Remco. When it comes to kink, I would say I'm more on the sub side of the spectrum, but it sort of also depends on I'm more of a switch, I guess, who my play partners are. I currently don't have anything on the side as such, but my boyfriend does have a second girlfriend who I like very much, and we occasionally hang out, all three of us. Marcel and I go way back because apparently we're old.
Yeah, and it's way more than 14 years. That is,
it's been a lot more than 14 years. I started out on the Angry Nerds podcast with Marcel, basically because we kind of figured that we were spending so much time on speakerphone whilst driving, talking to each other, that maybe other people were interested or would like to have a say. That's how Angry Nerds started, pretty much. And then a couple years later, we figured we spoke about relationships and kink and stuff as well. We might as well do it again.
Yes, phone calls never stopped, and we thought, well, we have new topics now, so let's make a podcast about this.
Yeah.
I'm very curious what will happen next.
The other podcast, or this podcast, got started.
Yeah. Right. So it's about relationships, it's about kinks, it's about maybe you guys. And if you're listening to this and you're on YouTube, maybe you're listening live, you can also join by chat in YouTube. So we can read all the chats in the studio. And I can see that my line is already in there, so you can just answer as well. But we can also do that on the air, so that is quite convenient. Did we have a topic for today? Because we were discussing earlier in our app,
this
group chat, time management. That's a topic that always returns, that it never gets old, right? Time management.
The nerdy podcast, the kinky podcast. It's all about the time management.
Yeah, manage all the podcasts.
Manage everything.
Yeah. for me, time management, actually, the last few, well, weeks or maybe months, looking at my line now, they were kind of funky to manage, right?
Yes, yes.
So I have a lot of side projects. I don't, and as Miriam said, she doesn't have anyone on the side, neither do I, but I have projects. And they are kind of like relationships. But I hope that the near future will be a little quieter. So, but I've been doing a lot of redecorating my camper van and stuff like that, and making plans to. And when you look behind Maurice there, the wall, I'm planning on changing all that. As you see behind Maurice, there's also a lot of equipment that needs maintenance
and a proper place.
And yes, then there's my line and our little one. And there's, of course, a full-time job and two podcasts and family too. Yeah.
So that already requires a lot of time management, and then add a few partners to it. And, well, you need some definitely skills to handle that, yes.
Yeah. So I am happy that I do have a play partner. So not really in a relationship, but I do have a play partner, and she's flexible in more than one way. Let's call it like that.
Listening.
So hi. But also planning wise, she's quite flexible. So that's very nice. When there's a little time and we can manage to see each other, that is very nice. So that's how we manage at this point.
Yeah, and also we are very flexible. When you say, well, she wants to come over, I just offer to go work at the office.
Yes, but the fun part, and I think Miriam will agree, is that she once told me, Miriam told me that she, when her well, long-time partner got this new girlfriend on the side, she also gained a friend.
That's true.
Yeah. So, and that's, for us, it's about the same, right? You were friends as well with...
We were already friends, but yeah. I think it has become even better since then.
Yeah. So that's nice and cozy.
It is. Yes.
So it's...
My current partner's other partner, I knew her already, but from conferences and stuff, and not really well. Also, I thought she was way too cool to hang out with me. So,
imposter syndrome.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
But that's sorted now.
Yep. Well, people do think you're cool to hang out with, especially people at parties that sneak up to just have a listen what you're saying.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
We were standing at a party and Marcel and I were just talking.
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah, just, but we talked.
Nerd stuff, it was.
Nerd stuff. It's not even special to us, because it's just we talk all the time, and it's usually either nerd stuff or kinky stuff or am I the asshole? There's a lot of am I the asshole.
Oh, yes. Lately. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this guy just sort of crab walked sideways to come closer and closer and closer. And it was so weird. And we, at some point, he sort of like, sort of half stepped in between us to like listen in, and we're like, can we help you? And he's like, it's like listening to the radio. Because he'd actually heard our podcast before. So that was one of the weirdest moments in my life. I felt like a true celebrity. If only it wasn't such a nerd party, because, you know, that kind of
Yeah, I know the feeling. We had it before with another podcast called Goed Volk, about folk music.
Oh, that was also
And we were walking around at a festival, and just people come up to us and, it's really you, right? I recognize your voices.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I've done a lot of radio in my days, and the weirdest encounter I ever had was on the market in Amsterdam. There's this big market, Albert Kuip. And I was there buying socks or something really pedantic. I think it was socks. And I was asking this guy some questions like, okay, what size? And do you have any other fabric? Because I think they're kind of, you know, warm for this season. And he was like, you're the guy from the radio, right? I was like, what? Hey, yeah. Oh, that's so cool. And the conversation went on for about 15 minutes and all these guys were waiting to be served by him. It was like, yeah, very weird.
All right.
Weird encounters. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we can welcome the Miss Mandragora to the chat. She has found her way to the YouTubes.
Woo-hoo. Oh, nice.
Yes.
Hello.
Welcome. Oh. Maurice, what is your experience in time management? Because I remember, I think, that at one point in time you had, I thought, 7 partners or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
How do you manage something like that?
You were that guy.
Oh, yeah, I was that guy. How do you manage? Real easy. The relationships I had were with females that were studying or hard at work or hard at work and studying, and they had very little time. So once every 2 weeks, there was a weekend or there was a day or... And just plan. And I had a shared calendar.
All of you?
Yeah, now just 3 of us. And we share a calendar. And if somebody has appointments or a free day, then this is a free day. And we can do something. And that's how things work. And it seems to work very well up until now. So... Tap on wood, and yeah, I enjoy it very much. And 7 was a lot of work, and to be fair, there were only 2 real relationships in there, and 5 were play, and there was more feeling from my side and more lust from them. So that was not... The relationships weren't really deep in hindsight.
You would expect it to be the other way around, right? Lust from you and feelings from the girls, but this was the other way around?
Yeah, completely. It took me by surprise as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
The 2 actual relationships you had at the time, are those still your current partners? Or
no.
I don't know how time overlap. Okay.
No, one of them was my long-term relationship mm-hmm. of those. And the other was a relationship that was really deep. But she was new in poly and she didn't know if she wanted to prolong this. And she fell in love with somebody that said, I want to live with you, want to be with you all the time. And she was like, oh, so that went astray. But those 2 were actual relationships and the 5 other. Currently, they were all 5 students and some had jobs as well. But yeah, they were studying and yeah, that's... Yeah, very convenient because they are very busy and when they are free, they really want to do something fun and exciting and yeah, that's worked out.
Okay, now I just realized that we are kind of new to people that only speak or maybe people that don't speak Dutch, let's say it like that. So I can imagine people from other countries listening this for the first time and being able to hear us or understand what we say. And some of them might think, you have more than 1 girlfriend? What? Isn't that illegal? Or what are you guys doing?
Isn't that illegal? Yeah, but all good things are really.
Technically, marrying multiple people at this point in time is still illegal in the Netherlands. But we are, as a country, looking into relationship forms of more than 1 people having a child as a group. So, for instance, 3 or 4 parents having a child. And they're looking into this, to the best of my knowledge, that's still the stadium that it's at. We're looking into that, but it's not going to be applicable for children that have already been born. So they will not be able to be adopted to by a third parent if there is a third in the picture.
I think that that might even be wise. Yeah, we'll prevent of a lot of complications and weird stuff. So
I see cases in which that could be, you know, I definitely see cases in which it could be very nice for a child to be able to be acknowledged by all parents in their life. And I know of children who are biologically not by, for instance, their two mothers. But it would be nice if their father is still in the picture and they live with their married mothers. It might be nice if the father would actually be able to have a legal form of being a parent in case something were to happen to the mothers or mm-hmm. anything else.
Yes, I can imagine that, yes.
So I think it's great that we're looking into doing this for new children, newborns. But I really do think there is a case to be made for existing family units from more than two parents as well.
It's definitely something that uses a lot of consideration. You really have to think about that. And I think before you even plan having a child, you look at your situation and you decide if you want the child in that situation or not, or different, or whatever. Because you see the opposite as well. You see a lot of people fighting for custody. You see all kinds of drama and trouble. And I think this needs a lot of thought before you can start doing something like that. Oh, that's a keyboard, right?
Yeah.
It's your keyboard.
But
yeah.
Oh, sorry, that was my keyboard.
Yeah.
Yes, I do think it needs a lot of thought, but I also think that thought should be left to, in part, lawmakers and in part us as a nation choosing our lawmakers to reflect who
and
we as a nation are.
Everyone involved, basically.
Mm.
Yeah.
That too. Anyway, so that's about the legality of it all.
Yes, you are allowed, at least in this country and a lot of other countries as well, you are allowed not to marry more than one person, but you are allowed to have multiple boyfriends, girlfriends.
A little fun fact. I don't know if this is true, but if there are any Muslims listening, I heard that they can have as many wives as they can feed and give attention to. And I thought that's a pretty good rule. If you can feed them and you can give them enough attention, yeah, that should be the base of every relationship.
Yeah, but with them, I thought it even went as far as getting married to them. They can have legal wives. Yes.
But you need to support them, feed them, and give them enough attention. Those are the ground rules I heard. So.
And then we're back to time management, because if you have to give them enough attention, how do you manage your time? Do you give them all equal time, or are there other rules to consider? Perhaps when there's also a child involved, would it be different then?
Well, it does take a village, right?
To raise a child, yes.
Yes.
That's the plus side. Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
So that would be a huge advantage with a large family of kitchen table, something like that.
Yes.
That would be...
Yeah.
Yeah. It would spare us so much effort getting a sitter every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need another mom.
Hey, I've offered to babysit.
Oh, well.
Not going to do any of the other...
Well, we have a date. We have a date.
Yeah, we have a date.
Yes. So perhaps...
The 12th.
What are you doing on the 12th?
12th of October.
Hold on one sec. Is that the day we are already meeting, or?
No, not that I recall. We have
magic.
We have a little party.
We have magic.
It's Oktoberfest. For the German, they will instantly understand Oktoberfest. Of course, they know, but we have this party in a magic shop, and it's called Oktoberfest, and it will probably span, well, way past midnight. It did last year. I went there last year by myself, just to check it out, and I remember.
I had to stay home.
Yeah, I remember coming home at past three or something like that, and it's not even that far away. So I left at three. I left the party at three, and it was still. I think they stopped at six in the morning, something like that.
That's a good part.
So prepare, prepare for the 12th.
I will.
Yes,
it's your first, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, magic party, magic wand.
I'm free on the 12th, so.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
We will be in touch.
Yes.
Anywho.
And the 13th as well, because it will be a night night thing. So,
are you suggesting that I try to get your little one to go to sleep?
Because
I've understood that that's not one of the options.
She can sleep.
Yeah, we discovered that there is a sleep function.
Okay.
You have to try to get the right system call to activate it, but yes, she can.
Uh-huh. Hashtag other podcast.
Yes, yes.
Does this pillow smell like chloroform?
Now I know how you get to manage seven girlfriends. Yes.
Anyhow, so how are you managing time-wise? Miriam?
Well, I don't have anything else going on.
In previous times.
No, but it is basically communication is very important. Right now, what I've instated in this household, but I share this household with two pubescent girls and my partner. So what we do is we actually write down on a whiteboard calendar for 2 months in advance what we're doing. And then we have a week calendar as well to show who's where when. And for me, this has made a lot of difference because I can schedule, for instance, when I do my volunteer work to only be in the evenings that my partner works from home so that if he works from the office, I will be home at night. So we actually get to spend some time together. Because if I don't, then we have about 20 minutes or less for food together before I have to leave after he comes home.
Oh, yes.
So for me, that's, you know, that's even if you live together, that can be a bit of a challenge. And then we have two part-time kids with us. And when they're at their mom's, it gives us a little bit more freedom to travel or to invite people over. So we try to plan, he tries to plan his work travel for those weeks and visiting his partner for those weeks. But also inviting her here, it happens in those weeks, or inviting other friends. And that can be a bit of a challenge because on occasion it is really hard to make sure that we also still have time for each other, especially if there's stuff happening in the house with the kids. They have friends coming over. They need to be driven to places, hang out at places. You know, just regular kids stuff. I guess yours is smaller, but might start having a social life somewhat of her own as well.
Yes, she does.
You say yours
is
smaller.
And then there's parties and there's sports. And, you know, in our case, it's more like social gatherings and work. But yeah, it's it takes a lot of effort to make sure there is time for each other. And some weeks that's easier than others. And especially when my partner travels for work, it's really hard. But yeah, communication is key. Make sure that you know what the other expects and hopes for and manage those expectations and vice versa. So that's sort of how we do it now. But it can be hard.
It's tales from the trenches.
I do recognize that it's hard with kids.
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah,
you live together and you think, well, you have all the time in the world. Well, actually, we don't.
We have both
a full-time job and then we have a child. And of course, there's also side projects like this radio show and stuff like that. And actual time together is very precious.
Yeah. Let me do this, by the way, because I...
Oh, my.
Why are we cybering?
Because of the mate.
Because of the drinking.
Okay.
That's a running gag from the other show. We think cyber is a ridiculous word, so when we hear it, when someone on the table says it, we drink. This afternoon, I went to an interview. I got interviewed for a radio station and about social engineering. And of course, they were also talking about cybersecurity. And I was, there was nothing there. And I was, every time I was, they said cyber, I was like, so I'm very 30 now. Yes.
Yep.
That's why I needed a drink.
Yes. I was wondering what the cyber was about.
About the drinking. In the other podcast,
even our calendar is analog here.
Yes. How do you manage?
An analog calendar?
Yeah.
It turns out that's easier than trying to share a calendar with two pubescent girls because that no workies. Mm. Now, I have my own calendar that I keep on my devices, which is a Google Calendar shared to all of my devices, which is convenient for me. And then basically once a month, I write down all of my upcoming things. There's a bunch of stuff like my volunteer work that's already loaded up on the weekly calendar. And then every week we all write down what's happening in our lives that week that we need to write, you know, that we need others to be aware of. So the eldest, for instance, will put down when she's working so we know what time we can schedule dinner around her shifts, or when the youngest has theater class or something like that.
Actually, it sounds like a good thing because we have digital calendars and what happens a lot is that either I or my line says like, was that in there? I don't know. I didn't see it. Yeah. It just appears, or there was a problem syncing.
I'll send you the link. These are like A5 sized magnetic whiteboard stickers.
But
so you just
also
slap them on the fridge.
Yeah. This is great because it forces you to communicate, right? You just get your ass in front of
You don't even have to communicate. You just put that thing, you put everything in there. And even if there's nobody there to tell, hey, I'm not here tomorrow evening because I'm taking a shift from somebody else, they can see it on the calendar. And the most awesome thing about this system, according to me, is the top one is a week calendar, and then we have 2 month calendars, and you just take the top one off, slide the bottom one over, and then wipe the one that was on the top, and you can start all over again.
Send that link over.
I will either send you the link or send you the calendars, depending on what the pricing is. I have to check.
Okay. Cool. Very cool.
I also sent Marcel one of my redonkulously big cups.
Oh, yes. It's still here somewhere. Just a second. I'll have it here. This is for coffee. Actually, it's not for Club Mate, but it's for...
I know.
This is what I use for coffee.
Yeah. Up until last week when I was still allowed coffee, that's what I drank as well.
Yes. Oh, that sounds
like
so sad.
Liters,
you were not allowed coffee. That sounds so sad.
Herbal tea. I'm a tea drinker.
Yes, but no actual tea with caffeine. So not actually tea. It's a sad life for me right now.
Yeah. She said TT. It's the other podcast. Yeah. That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah. We get it. We get this. Yes. We get this.
Hey, but we still need your complete...
My?
Yeah, yours. Yeah,
what is your household's way of dealing with this, other than, you know,
well,
the
calendars paper calendar. I have a paper calendar that I, well, I forget half of the time to fill it in, so it's not completely working right now. I'm a bit too busy, I guess. But when I fill it in, it works really fine. And I try to speak at least once a week with Marcel to see what's coming up in terms of who is bringing the little one to school and who picks her up. Because it's very important, because we have a lot of work and also side projects, and most of the time one of us is speaking at some events, so we have to really talk about each other when we're home. And then we also have
Do you ever have...
Yeah? Sorry?
You what?
Now the lag is getting a bit bigger, I think. But do you ever have an issue where, like, both of you are invited to speak or whatever on the same day?
Yeah, that does happen.
That happens more often than I like. But yeah, then we have to have a really tough conversation about which one is more important, or has made it a deal that is not, that you cannot, hoe zeg je dat, afzeggen?
You can cancel.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, so those are tough talks, and that makes it even more important to have those talks in advance and not at the last moment.
Yeah. And if it does happen and we both can't cancel, or it's really important, we try to find a sitter, or we work out some other way to go around it, because we like what we do and we want to keep doing it. And yeah. I think when you manage it properly and you don't just peace out, I'm there. Talk to each other, and that's we have weekly meetings.
Meetings. It sounds so.
We have meetings
serious,
to plan all the other meetings.
No, yeah. I think it sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have a day in the week which I use for visiting my boyfriend, and it's always the same day. So that makes it easier.
That sounds really convenient.
Yes, it is, because then you can plan in advance when you will be home, when you won't be.
Yeah.
Yes. For us, it works.
Yeah, it's convenient. So I never think about it. I know where you are and what you're going to do, and basically what time you kind of sort of return.
Depends on the traffic.
Yeah, depending on traffic and travels and stuff like that. But it's close enough.
Yeah.
So it's good to have these plannings.
That's how we do it right now.
You were mentioning the time to me earlier.
It's getting late.
We should get late. It's
we also started late.
We started late as well. Yes. So I have 39 minutes of broadcast on this little clock here,
and that should
be correct. So there is a calendar.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, with things to do, but for most of them, you need to be in the
There's
notes,
a whole agenda and everything.
Yes, what, there
do
is.
You have 20 minutes?
Oh, well, that's a lot of time to talk about this.
Yeah.
Well, we can do a quick turnaround with all four of us. Some fun things about time management. I love quotes from Buddha, and some of them are really easy, and some of them are a little bit more complicated. This one's really easy, and it's good advice for everyone. And it's very simple. If you're... living your day, make sure to walk around in fresh air 15 minutes a day to contemplate and think of nothing. Unless you're really busy. If you're really, really busy, you must walk an hour out in the daylight. And yeah, I think that's good advice. If you're really busy, take some time to take care of yourself. And if you have multiple partners, that's even more important. Take care of yourself. If you are in a good mindset, if you are positive, you can give a lot of positivity and a lot of love to others.
I think my boss will not agree for me taking half a day to go outside. Because that would be the amount that I would need.
Well, don't you get that question at work about your vitality? And then you just say, well, it's good for my vitality so that I can work here for many more years to come. So I have to go out and do this walk.
Yes, yes, they will buy that. But what I do is that some meetings I attend, they are remote, and I just put on a headset and go outside in the forest and I walk. And you can't do that when you have to take notes or stuff like that, but when it's just listening in.
Or when you're the speaker.
When you're the speaker, you could do it if you know your stuff. So, yeah, I've done that.
Most of the times I have a presentation as well, and it doesn't really work when I'm walking outside, listening to the trees and the birds. And no, it won't work. But when you have a very light meeting, just listening in, then it's okay.
On our chat, Miss Mandragora says it gets a lot easier when kids grow because they start to take care of things themselves and you don't have to micromanage them anymore.
That's so
true,
yes.
I think in our case where we live in a village, that might be when one of them gets their driver's license and hopefully starts carting the other one around. But I don't think so. For instance, today it was wet. We had leaks
lots
in several
rain.
Places in the house. We had drains outside, like in the ground, that were clogged. It was raining really, really bad. So then, you know, we drive the eldest to her work because going on her bike is just, it's an option, but she will be soaked before she's there.
Do I sound really old when I say, you know, when we were young,
we
had to do that, and we went outside for hours on a very old bicycle.
Yeah, but
and this sounds old, right?
Also, the very brown dark gray raincoats that were
dark
smelly and if they...
Oh, you mean the wax coats?
Oh my God, they stink.
That smells so much.
Yeah, I talk about it, I can smell it straight away. It's such a... Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Wax coats were amazing. No, but I know that I cycled to school in weather like that, in a coat like that, and my jeans were disgusting because of all the dust that just like washed off of the jacket.
But nobody cared, right?
Oh, I fucking... Oh, sorry. I cared.
Shit, she said fuck. Fuck, she said shit.
Now we have to add a label to the show.
We already have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. No, but I absolutely cared. I hated it. I absolutely hated it. And, you know, I, at some point, was old enough to maintain my own wax coat so that it was actually waterproof and stayed waterproof. But I had to buy that coat with my own money, and anything else I've ever purchased or that my mother ever purchased was pretty much no longer rainproof within 3 to 4 weeks in Dutch weather. And I still have that issue today. And if I don't have to make them ride their bike, then I don't make them ride their bike.
Why not? I mean, I went out with this wax coat so much that I felt like the Karate Kid. It was wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off, because I went everywhere.
Yeah. No, I loved mine. I mean, I was a horse girl, so... You know, that was a staple in our wardrobe, was having a wax coat.
I think we're getting a bit distracted from the from the topic right now.
We have a schedule.
Anyway, yes. And sometimes my schedule involves driving kids around in the pouring rain or in the dark when they don't want to cycle through the dark or whatever.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes.
Actually, well, she also had to get back from work, so... That actually kind of also gets into our time. Because unless I go with him and we both drive the kids around, we don't see each other for that period of time. And that also means that any period of time that we had allocated is now interrupted.
Very recognizable, this. Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
and we have the same.
This
is something that not a lot of people realize. Like, you live together, But every time slot is interrupted by something. There's never just for us time. And I think that's really important to have. And we recently went on our first weekend getaway, and I realized it was the first time we went away together after 7-ish years. We went away together for the first time without there being a reason. Like, it wasn't a family visit abroad. It wasn't a conference. It wasn't, you know, anything, parties, friends, whatever. No, this was the first time we went away, and it was a whole 3 days, I think, that we didn't go for anybody other than ourselves. And that was really weird.
Well, we tried to make this
habit. To do that more often.
Yes, we tried to make this habit. We started this when our little one was just a few weeks old. And I was on the point of getting burned out. It was very, very heavy. And my mother said, well, bring the child over. You just need a rest. You guys go to your favorite theme park. I'll take care of her. So we went for the week. And, well, it was awesome. And we do it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After childbirth, like it was kind of good to be in a different roller coaster.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Different roller coaster. Well said.
Yes.
Yes. So we tend to do it again next month because of the 11 years.
Yes.
So, yes. So that's very nice. And it's very important to keep making time for each other.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, shall we do the calendar, or do we have anything new to
You know
discuss?
What I really would like to know, because it's English now, you would expect our audience to be potentially bigger. So who's listening apart from the Dutchies? That's a question that I have for you guys. So just let us know.
Please say hi.
Oh, yes, somewhere. Let us know.
Yeah, please say hi
Absolutely.
Somewhere.
Absolutely. Let us know if you've listened to the episode. And, well, normally it's not this chaotic.
No, this is just...
It was a sure?
two it's because false it's starts new. In a row. That was,
You can find all our channels on groovy.podcasters.online.
Yes.
It's a very good starting point to see where we're at and how you can contact us.
We are experienced radio hosts, but not in English.
It's really weird, right?
This is something to really get used to. So
the automatic stuff doesn't work because I have to translate it.
Yes, all the
all the actual computer stuff didn't work either.
That's also very weird.
Just because it's in English. It was all installed in Dutch.
Talks Dutch too.
Oh, wait, I put my mouse on the... I should put it on the left now, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Well, on the 5th of October,
yes,
you can visit the Poly Dinner in Amsterdam on the Tidorestraat. I have no idea where that is.
East.
Oh, we'll put it on the Facebooks.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let me see. It's only 15 euros.
That's doable.
So what do you get for it?
Tosti.
Food and drinks.
Food and drinks, right. Okay.
Yes. Wow.
I think I have something. Oh.
Very nice. Sumatra plantsoen, that's where it is.
It's the east.
Yes. All right.
Please be careful when you drive to Amsterdam because Amsterdam hates cars. And they generally hate people about cars even more. And it is in an environmental zone. And it's not always very clear that it is, but it will cost you 90 euros fine when you go by car.
On top of parking.
On top of parking. So
I forgot
basically,
to stop my parking.
Which is also no joke.
Yeah, basically the fine is cheaper than parking.
Yeah, it actually is, yes. It's like 6 or 7 euros an hour. It's very expensive.
I found something as well on the 13th of October in Amsterdam. The Smut Slam Amsterdam.
Ooh.
That
and
sounds...
I really hope I make it work and get there. It's hosted in De Nieuwe Anita. Tickets are 10 or 15 euros, depending on when you buy them. There is an Eventbrite link on the Facebook event page. Basically, it is an open mic evening based on real life, lust, and sex. And it is basically, you can get on the stage. The venue itself is accessible, but the stage is not. But you can get on the stage and tell stories with the theme underneath the blanket.
And with Emma.
It sounds nice.
I should go with Emma. She's my blankie buddy.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think that's the type of stories we're looking for here.
You don't know. You don't know what happens under that blanket.
I'm fairly sure I don't. I do. I was sitting there.
You would probably have heard, right? From either of us.
Yeah. Anyway, this basically, you tell your story. There is a time limit to the stories, which is a 5-minute dirty story based on your real life. And then you get to talk and you can win prizes if your story is the best. I don't know by what metric.
It sounds very nice, though.
The metric is always very shady. I never win.
I know some of the organizers, and they are awesome.
Yeah, I never win Cards Against Humanity just because of this reason. I'm most preferred in the room, and people just know, so they always just sniff me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you lose.
It's
right?
True. Yes.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's true.
But what is this? This is when you say open mic, I think of comedy, right? But this sounds like perfect karaoke.
It's also fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for it's not really karaoke. You have to figure out your own lyrics.
Well, that could be exciting as well.
Yeah. No, I've heard great stories about these events. I've never been there, but I know one of the organizers. And she is amazing. She's very talented, very smart. And I'm looking forward to going if I can make it work timing wise to get there.
I would just go for the stories, even.
That oh, absolutely.
I'm a curious guy.
But I hear you're exhausted on the 13th. Based on
probably,
well,
there's a good chance.
That really depends.
At least you'll be in the right city.
No, I won't. No. This,
I didn't say what time it is.
The party is not in Amsterdam, so well, this
okay,
one is.
So the Smut Slam starts at 7:30 and goes on until about 10:30. The doors open at 6:30.
That would be doable.
I still have a few more events.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah,
just
there's more.
All the international people listening, Amsterdam is where it happens.
No, Haarlem this time.
Oh, okay. That's near Amsterdam.
It's not too far from Amsterdam.
The 25th of October, it's from 7 till 11. It's every fourth of the month, every fourth Friday of the month. There's a poly bottle, which is like a meeting in a cafe.
Poly drinks, yes.
Drinks, yeah. You pay your own drinks and there's no entrance fee or something like that. And it's just talking with each other, but it could be very nice if you're new to the path or you just want to meet some people, then this is a great place to start. Also very nice, it's something I really like. It's a poly board games meetup in Arnhem. I like board games. I really like board games. It's at Café Bos. It starts at 3 o'clock. So very nice. It's the first time I heard of this. On the 27th of October, it is.
I can see similarities between board games and poly. It's all multiplayer, right? So, yeah, yes. Sure, why not? Yeah.
All right. And there's also a date event. So if you don't have a second or third partner and you still have more space in your heart and in your
calendar,
yes.
Especially
then
your calendar.
You could visit the Wij Zijn Poly date event on the 20th of October from 2 to 6 in the afternoon. It's in Utrecht and it's €20.
It needs to be speed dating because of the time. I don't really have time. So, but probably if you want to go speed dating because you don't have the time, you should really not be dating.
I don't know. I mean, if you're looking for somebody poly, speed dating might be an option, but not your average speed dating because that's frowned upon.
Yeah. I tried that once and it was really ridiculous. And I had tons of fun, but the other ones didn't think it was funny.
Oh. So,
yeah.
You are, again, the most perverted person in the room.
No, this was, if you really want to know, this was, they had this set of women because I was, I wanted to date women and they were all the same. They were all like these Barbie lookalikes with, doing their nails and you know, girly girlies. Like that,
and they, that's not your type.
No, it's not my type, and also I thought that their reason for being there was a bit weird, you know, like, yeah, we don't really want to date everyone, anyone, but we're just looking to see if we're interesting, as soon as I discovered that, I went in weirdo mode. Challenged myself to make the dates as short as possible. So try to get them to stand up and walk away. And my record was about a minute and a half.
What did you tell them?
That long?
I don't remember, but yeah, a minute and a half. And she just stood up and was very uncomfortable. And like, okay, I'm leaving now.
I'm a social engineer.
Yes,
I can see into your mind.
I do this for a living. I could probably do it faster. Like, was this your card? That would work, right?
No moral compass. Like, just yeah. I see comments. Smoslam is excellent. Been there, won a toy with my story. Can very much recommend. That's Miss Mandragora.
Yeah, she's still on the chat.
Yeah, I figured. That's how, now I remember, she told me she went to one of those. That was her.
Yeah, you are all in the Angry Nerds group, right?
We're all connected.
That's where you all meet.
Angry Nerds is our table.
No, but she actually told me this at one of your parties or one of your barbecues.
Oh, those parties.
That was a while back. And I was like, I know somebody who was there and had a great time. Can't remember who. But that was her.
Yes, there was another guy.
We were standing in that very studio.
Yes,
it was a great evening, right?
Yes, I remember absolutely. Someone else having a great time. He never heard anything like
it. It just happened that at the end of the party, when dinner was done, and we were just having drinks, that we were there with almost only kingsters.
And police, and hackers.
And one person who didn't know of any of this.
Normal person from Marcel's work who was sitting there like, what?
Who are these people? But this is awesome. Yes, he had a good time.
Yeah, we talked the whole night.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so great. So, any more on the schedule? Because I think we are
nearing. Is there any Halloween thing?
Oh.
Oh, we're going to celebrate at the Europa Park, but please don't come because I don't like crowded.
Please don't.
Crowded areas.
Yes, it's our favorite hotel was fully booked. Please don't go there. Please stop going there.
It's my happy spot.
Yeah.
Please don't all come there.
Stop going there.
Yes.
Don't do it.
I promise I won't.
Okay.
Or go in summer. We never go in summer. So
we always go.
No, because it's crowded.
Halloween.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I know.
This is the south of Germany, so it's still very nice and cozy in September or October. It's still pretty warm.
Oh, meh. Well, yeah, I mean, last weekend was amazing in Germany. I was actually in an outdoor pool, and I was not uncomfortable.
Nice.
After a while, I think when the hypothermia set in.
Only
but
you
I had a lot of fun.
Okay. Any more stuff to do?
No, that was it, at least from what I found.
Oh, so then we're done, right?
Yes.
That is convenient.
I think so.
I'll look the other way here.
Good evening, have a great weekend, and thank you for listening in.
Oh, that's really good, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was good.
Until next month.
For radio. Yes.